Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, when the iPhone 13 was first released in September, repair experts quickly noticed that if you replaced the display, Face ID would stop working. Now, Apple is backtracking on this decision to limit iPhone 13 screen repairs following backlash. As the experts at iFixit detailed, this change to the iPhone 13 repair process meant that repair shops would need to move over what's essentially a tiny control chip from the original screen to the new screen in order to retain Face ID support when replacing a display. Essentially, this change made one of the most common iPhone repairs that could once be done with hand tools impossible for many third-party and independent repair shops. So following this backlash, Apple has told The Verge that it plans to roll out a software update that doesn't require you to transfer the microcontroller between screens to keep Face ID working after a repair. So this means you'll be able to take your iPhone 13 to any sort of independent or third-party repair shop, have the screen replaced, and still use Face ID as normal. As of right now, there are no other details on when this software update will roll out, but we anticipate that the folks at iFixit will be the first to realize when it does. In other news today, Apple CEO Tim Cook sat down with Andrew Ross Sorkin for an interview as part of the New York Times DealBook online conference. During the interview, Cook focused on a lot of his normal talking points, including being bullish on the future of AR. But one of the more interesting parts of the conversation focused on Cook's thoughts on cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Cook explained that Apple is looking at crypto, but the company has no immediate plans to make any announcements in the area. He also said that unlike Tesla, Apple as a company does not plan to invest in cryptocurrency because he believes Apple shareholders do not buy the stock to get exposure to crypto. The Apple CEO also added that Apple does not have plans in the immediate future to take cryptocurrency as payments for its products. Cook also revealed that he does in fact own cryptocurrency himself, saying that he thinks it's something that's reasonable to own as part of a diversified portfolio. While this is the first time that Cook himself has talked about cryptocurrency in depth, Apple's vice president of Apple Pay, Jennifer Bailey, said in 2019 that Apple was paying attention to the industry and that Apple as a company saw cryptocurrency as something with interesting long-term potential. Whether or not Apple ends up doing anything in the crypto space, such as adding support for it to the Apple Wallet application, remains to be seen. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing application for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and to build customer relationships, and Direct Mail makes it easy to get started. Unlike the competition, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. This means you can create and send your email campaigns in half the time by taking advantage of all of the Mac technologies that you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling around with slow and clunky tools based on the web. Direct Mail comes with a huge library of attractive and customizable templates that look great on all devices. And if you ever need help, its customer service is staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full feature plans by heading to directmailmac.com/9TO5. Rounding out today, Apple has released the second developer beta of iOS 15.2. And it includes a notable new feature. Apple says that iOS 15.2 Beta 2 adds support for the new communication safety feature in the Messages application that was first announced in August, but ultimately delayed after backlash. First and foremost, it's important to remember that Apple's original August announcement on child safety included three different features. CSAM, or Child Sexual Abuse Material Detection, for iCloud Photos, updates to Siri and Search to better handle these types of situations, and communication safety in messages. Today's release of iOS 15.2 Beta 2 includes only the new communication safety feature. It does not include CSAM detection, and it does not include the new Siri and Search guidance. There's still no timetable for when the controversial CSAM detection feature might launch, but Apple says Siri and Search updates are still coming sometime later this year. So this new communication safety feature in Messages essentially means that the Messages application will now warn children when they receive or send photos that contain nudity. But the feature is not enabled by default, and instead a parent or guardian must opt their child into the feature through family sharing. So if a child were to be opted into the feature and receive a photo in the Messages app containing nudity, the photo would be blurred, and the child would be warned about seeing this image and presented with resources that can help them. But ultimately, they have the option to go ahead and view the image anyway. Compared to the version of this feature that was announced in August, Apple has made some changes in response to concerns and criticism. Initially, Apple had implemented a feature such that parents of children under the age of 13 could be notified if their child viewed a nude image in Messages. But after announcing the feature, Apple says that it heard feedback that this notification system could put the child at risk in certain situations. So as such, the implementation of this feature in iOS 15.2 Beta 2 focuses on giving the child more control. Apple now says that children of any age are given the option to message someone they trust for help if they'd like to, but this decision is completely separate from their decision to view the image. And finally, from a privacy and security standpoint, Apple says that Messages analyzes image attachments to check if a photo contains nudity while fully maintaining the end-to-end encryption of the message. The company says that no indication of the nudity ever leaves the user's device. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.